Casey, one of the things, obviously, that you're focused around is, obviously, the greening of government. There's a big sustainability push, not only from your office at GSA, but GSA-wide with the new building. Let's talk about one of the initiatives that is fairly new, power management. You seem to be installing that capability across GSA or across data centers. Give us a little bit of insight in terms of what you're hoping to accomplish.
Sure, Jason. With our power management initiative, we're really at that point focused on our non-data center devices, so PCs, laptops, peripherals. And with the power management initiative, we're looking to employ, first of all, a monitoring capability to get a baseline of how much power we're consuming, and then start to implement power management in a way that works for the employees. So not looking to turn laptops off at 5 p.m., but rather looking to understand usage patterns and then be able to put devices into sleep mode or power down or hibernate based upon the usage patterns and the times that it makes sense. So we want to be able to get a baseline, and then turn on the management capacity, and then see how much we're saving, and then move on from there.
Are we talking about something that's potentially, if a computer's not used for 30 minutes, it powers down, or is it more something that the employee can set each time, or are we still not quite there yet?
Probably not quite there yet, but it's more about end of day and long periods of disuse, like weekends. Probably not so much the kind of thing, unless we were to go into like a really light kind of mode, like a hibernate, where moving your mouse would reawaken it. We don't want to do things that are burdensome to employees. We're looking to be really smart about how we do this.
Why not just turn off versus power down? You know, if you're going to go away for the weekend, you know, meaning you're done Friday at 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock, why not just wait till Monday to hit that button and turn it back on?
Well, that's a great question. And in a perfect world, that might be what we would do. But people might not remember to do that. It's a culture change. And so we also need the ability to control the machines, because we might not need to just power them down, but also power them back up. So if we need to push patches over the weekend, or we need to make an emergency fix, we need to be able to have that control. So that's another reason to go with this approach.
One of the questions that came about with this idea of green government, green IT specifically, is a lot of the culture back when computers took so long to boot up, you never wanted to take it down because it took, you know, 10 minutes to boot up. But now with the quicker time, people just haven't made that change to realize, oh, a minute and a half or 2 minutes to really get me back online and going. They just haven't made that mental change.
Well, I think that's true. And people's time perception, I think, has accelerated as well. We live in a faster-paced world than ever, and people feel that a machine that takes 5 to 10 minutes to boot up is too much. And I would have to agree with them. So our goal is to keep boot up time under 5 minutes, and ideally at 2 to 3.
Timeline around setting this up, it's probably a software you're installing, I would guess. And then when do you hope to have some initial results, that baseline?
We are looking to have the software implemented in the next month or so and have some results in the November timeframe that we can use to start managing this as an enterprise solution.
I think you'll probably get a lot of interest from other agencies, because it's an easy way to really, you know, meet some of those goals that the White House has laid out, but also to be more energy efficient. The other thing you mentioned was about the new strategic plan around for green IT. That's something that we're seeing more in across government, other agencies are doing. Give me some perspective in terms of what you're hoping to accomplish with this strategic plan. I mean, we all have strategic plans in some way or another, but how are you going to move out on some of the goals?
Some of our near-term initiatives that are part of that strategic plan, some of these I mentioned in the comments earlier, have to do with things like employing enhanced video teleconferencing to reduce the need to travel so much to meetings and be able to be much more collaborative and effectively work together across geographies. We're also employing voice-over internet protocol, so that we're going to have the ability to do a lot more with those phones. It gives you desktop video conferencing. It will eventually lead to unified communications. So there's productivity enhancements. There's also a green benefit to that because, again, it supports the virtual, mobile, telework, get off the highway kind of approach.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about was the printer initiative. I thought that was fascinating. The fact is that, number one, GSA has two printers, one printer for every two employees.
It's not that bad. It's not two printers for every person. It's two people for every printer.
Which is incredible. Well, let's start there. But the fact is you want to get down to more like 14 people per printer, and then you're also going to use the access card for that. Talk a little bit about that initiative. How much success are you having so far? Are are printers like servers? Do people need to hug them?
There is a little of that. There's a culture change that it's going to take for people to feel like their print jobs, which may be sensitive, may be secure, may have personal information, that there's a way to print those securely from a shared device. And that will require the use of some kind of a pin or hopefully the access card that we can continue to employ that same two-factor approach. So far, though, people have been responding positively. We've had a public awareness campaign featuring Kermit the Frog, and we've had over 400 printers turn back in. So it is working.